exit, you know, that on the I-10, then I can get to the house, to where I'm going, you know, get home.
Well, where would you stop on the interstate? Is there a place on the interstate where you
can... I don't know.
Where you can stop?
No, I mean, you can get off the interstate and try to find a place where you might want to stop, you know, if you want to stop for any particular thing. You know, you can get off it and get back on it.
Get off it at what?
Oh, well, you can get off it in Century, you know, that's...
The places where you get off it are called?
Well, they're called their names, like St. Bernard, Fowler Road, yeah, the big signs, and they direct you and they point you, you know, toward the exit. You see, okay, you want to go out Reed Road, well, Reed Road is in the OMP, so you would just ride the I-10. As soon as you see Reed Road exit, that's the exit you take, you know.
Okay, and to get on the interstate, Joe, you would haul ass up at what?
Up a conjunction,
yeah.
Yeah, you go up a, you know, conjunction, I-610,
yeah.
On a 610, any 610, highway, you know, I-10, and, you know, that's what you do.
Okay.
You know.
To get back up on the interstate, you come up on it on... This sort of thing can gradually lead into the interstate?
Right, right.
That's called?
That's called the, you know, pass through, overpass.
Okay.
I'm no less far.
Now, those things that would be painted on the road to keep you staying in your lane?
Yeah.
What are those? You know, little...
Reflectors?
Okay.
I don't really know the name. All I know is that they reflect. They reflect the lane that you know, keep you in. I more call them reflectors. I don't specifically know the name of them, but I know that at night they shine,
yeah.
And they let you know that you this is your lane, sucker, you know.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane, you know.
Yeah.
And they're more like guidelines to me, you know.
The interstate would have what to keep the lanes apart? It has what to divide the two roads, you know, to keep the lanes apart. The interstate has...
Those reflectors, you know, to divide the lanes. That's what you mean?
Yeah, but yeah. Then to keep one traffic from going one way and the other, they would have what?
They would have,
got those, to avoid oncoming traffic, you know?
Well, there's two sides, mostly. One side may be going in town, and one side may be going out of town, and they divide it more or less in between what you might call a, concrete, a slab of concrete, so long divides the
yeah.
two roads in town and going out of town. You know, it's just, you know, a big slab of concrete to keep you from...
Divide?
Yeah, divides the street more or less than the highway. It keeps you from going on the other side, you know, right, of
okay.
the traffic.
And instead of running into other cars, people run into...
Brick wall, it's a little brick wall, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little brick wall they make, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there other roads in
concrete
town?
Wall.
Okay. Are there other roads in town that can be only entered and left, say, special places? In other words, what goes over Quatchfront, over the lake out there? What do they call that?
What?
In other words, a road, y'all got roads around here that you can only enter and leave them at a special place? To, they're not general access roads, you know, they're not roads that you can get on and off quickly. You have to go off
in
certain areas.
Oh, yeah, we have roads like that.
They call them what?
Well, they call them drives, more or less. Drives. They call it drives, you know.
Okay. Or a causeway, you know.
Well,
is there a place called a causeway or something? I was riding.
Yeah, there's a causeway, right. Causeway Boulevard, right. Big causeway. A lot of big buildings. It's called Fat City. It's another big entertainment place.
Fat City?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it's a big, big entertainment place, you know, and rich cats, you know, mafia, you know, right. It's a lot, yeah, well, that's what it is, you know. They got the money.